a smaller list is better than a bigger list, because you can really understand the segmentation that you can then apply to that list.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method. It could be email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. Before we get into today's topic, I want to say a big thank you to Matt Adelman from Switchback Foods, who got in touch on LinkedIn about a glitch in one of our episodes. Yeah, we put something live with really bad audio levels. So apologies to anyone else whose ears got shocked as Matt's did with that episode. And huge thank you to Matt for letting me know about it so I could A, get it fixed, and B, amend our processes so it doesn't happen again. So Matt, thank you for helping me to keep optimizing my podcast system. That got very meta. Okay, this month, as I said, we are all about email marketing. In fact, I didn't say it, but we are. We're all about email marketing this month. And we couldn't do email marketing month in 2024 without having an episode about deliverability. It's been all over the news feeds, especially at the beginning of the year, with some kind of deadlines set by Yahoo and Gmail to help us or force us into improving our credibility in order to continue getting our emails into the inbox. So we have to cover it this time. It is essential. It should be a key part of everything you do with your email marketing. So we will both be going through the newish changes, because fundamentally they all already existed and arguably we should have all already been doing it, but we now really have to do it. So we will be going through those and helping you work out what you need to do and how to make it easy for you. But we'll also be talking about general good deliverability practice, because you can't just make these DNS changes and be like, yeah, we're fine now. You need to make those DNS changes, but you also need to treat your customers with respect, essentially, is what it comes down to. So we'll be talking about that and about how your day-to-day email marketing behaviors give you good deliverability performance. And then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of those kind of key pieces that are ever more important in 2024. And then make sure you listen to right to the end of the episode, because at the end of the interview, my guests, we've got two guests today, my guests will be sharing their quickfire insider tips to help you maximize the performance of your email marketing. And then I'll be sharing my take on it all and outlining some more free ways we can help you improve your email marketing even more. So stay tuned right to the end, everybody. Are you on WooCommerce? Then you need to know about the amazing deal Omnisend have created just for WooCommerce users. If you switch to Omnisend now, you'll get 30% off for 3 months, plus a $1,000 migration package for free. So there's no reason to be scared about moving email platforms. The Omnisend team are going to help you. They're going to help you too import your contacts from your current email marketing plugin, help you set up custom welcome and abandon cart workflows, build 5 custom segments to improve your personalization, conversions and sales, create 2 pop-ups or sign-up forms for you that fit your brand and convert shoppers without being pushy, and set up a custom domain for your business so you're on top of all those new email deliverability requirements. How cool is that? So why not join the over 80,000 e-commerce brands using Omnisend today? Get that discount and amazing free migration package now via keepopt.com/woo. That's keepopt.com/WOO. In this episode, I'm chatting with email marketing experts Amelia and Ali from Intuit MailChimp. Awesome to have them here to help us all understand what's going on in the email deliverability world. Hello, Amelia and Ali. How are you both?
Good, thank you. Good. Thank you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to do this episode on deliverability, as geeky as that sounds. I'd love to know, though, how you both ended up in the world of email marketing. Ali, would you go first, please?
Yeah, sure. So, well, I mean, I started out my career in e-commerce about 15 years ago, building partnerships for SagePay back in the day. And since then, I've worked for a different large organizations, small startups selling fashion technology like Stylitics, large payments companies like Adyen. And it's been really interesting because I've seen the transition in the market from Magento, now Adobe, back in the day, having the largest market share, through to then Shopify taking that over. But what has always been kind of constant within that market is email, right? If I think now, there's loads of different ways that you can communicate with customers through social media and influencer marketing, but email's always been that backbone. So when Intuit MailChimp were launching a local team here in the UK, I knew it was something that I wanted to get part of.
Very cool. And Amelia?
I moved to London about 7 years ago and I started in marketing and then met an e-commerce agency and looked after their marketing. Did a lot of span in payments as well on the partnership side, but have now come back to what I think are more of my roots at Intuit MailChimp on the email marketing side. So super excited.
Excellent. It's brilliant to have you both here. Obviously, our topic today is deliverability, the act of actually getting your emails in front of your customers, not disappearing into some random tab, the spam folder, or not appearing at all. What we're broadly going to go through is the general good practices, and then we'll get into kind of the techie stuff that's been hitting the newsreels, let's say, in 2024. So, general day-to-day deliverability good practices. How should we be managing our email to increase the chances of us landing in those all-important inboxes?
Of course. So, when we're talking about deliverability, I think it's, well, firstly, really important to see the difference between deliverability and delivery, because I think people sometimes take those for the same thing. And you can have really high delivery rates, but your deliverability, which is not an easy word to say, I'm probably going to get that wrong a few times, but your deliverability rate can be really crap. So a delivery is just your email being successfully sent from the sender and received by the receiver, but not where. So that could be in the spam folder or in the inbox. Deliverability will measure how well it actually comes into the inbox as well. So a successful deliverability is what we're looking for here. There's really a ton of things that affect your deliverability, some things that you probably wouldn't have thought of even. So it's down to your audience, it's down to what email provider you're using, it's down to how engaged your audience is. Your domain can affect this, your various protocols. So we'll look at some of these in more detail, but there really is so much that affects it. But the audience really is the key place to start.
So what should we be doing with our audience and our segmentations to make sure we're giving ourselves the best chance of getting into those inboxes?
So I think the first thing you need to think about when you're thinking of your audience is, how clean is it? And is it the actual audience that I want to be engaging with? We're firm believers here that a smaller list is better than a bigger list, because you can really understand the segmentation that you can then apply to that list. And the essence of email marketing has always been about establishing personal connections, right, between the brand and the customer. And this has stayed true throughout numerous changes over time. And as we see the future of email becoming more hyper-personalized, that list being really accurate is totally key. So I think we're definitely moving away from email blasts, and customers want that engaging content. So we need a quality list.
Got you. So it's quality over quantity. So what would you be using as kind of like a cutoff for when to stop emailing people? Is it someone who hasn't responded in 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years? Or is it that simple?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I don't think it's necessarily that simple. But I think what I've found in working in this space is that what's really important is getting that email to that first customer very quickly after their first purchase, so they stay engaged with your brand. I think that's really, really important to follow up with a consumer and tell them more about your business. A customer is giving you a lot of buying signals when they're on your website, right? Or they'll be giving you signals as to what they like. So if someone comes onto your website and they buy, I don't know, a swimming costume, for example, you could quite likely think that they maybe need to go on holiday. So what other items can you then recommend to them after that initial swimsuit purchase through email to get more orders from that customer. So I think that's really important. And then if you look at the amount of people that go to a website and browse, well, how do you capture those browsers so that you can then use your email marketing strategy to turn them into buyers? So if you have a set of people that are constantly going to your outlet page, for example, you've got an idea that they're looking for a discounted product. So if you put a pop-up that says, hey, look, sign up here and you'll get early access to new products released to our sales page, then you can start, A, you've got their email address for you to contact them, but then you can also start building up your idea of what that person is and where they should be sitting in your list.
I love that answer, Ali, because I can imagine some of the listeners are going, but that's just good emailing. Yes, everybody, that's good emailing, because good emailing makes the customer feel all warm and fuzzy towards your brand and more likely to connect. And if they're warm and fuzzy towards your brand, they'll be giving all the signals to Gmail and Yahoo and all those lovely places where your emails end up that make them want to put your emails into the inbox, not somewhere you don't want to go. So yeah, good email practice is good deliverability practice. On these kind of general day-to-day pieces, anything we've missed?
I think it's worth looking at the engagement rate like we've been talking about here, because it really is about almost confirming that consent. So obviously a good email list should be somewhere that you've got consent to email, but you can confirm that consent by having someone be engaged with your emails. And if you do notice that that engagement starts lacking, either change up what you're doing or clean those out, because it's better to have a smaller list with people that actually engage with them than have a bigger list with lots of people that don't open them or respond. I know I've definitely got emails in my inbox that I don't care about anymore, and at some point they actually end up in the spam folder. So Gmail or whoever you're using will actually start sensing that as well.
What you just said there just totally reminded me of something, which I didn't make it into my notes for this episode, which is kind of insane, but those increasingly regular emails we get now in the UK, as this episode's going out, we are all getting, do you want to hear about Mother's Day type messages? Or I may have got the timing wrong on that. Anyway, Mother's Day messages, do you want to hear about them? Opt out of this specific campaign, opt out of our Black Friday campaign, opt into our Black Friday campaign. Those sort of pieces are exactly what you're talking about. Not just giving people the opportunity to unsubscribe from everything, but also to go, this section of what you're doing is going to be really irrelevant to me, so I want out. And that sort of thing is brilliant for improving the deliverability. Anything else we haven't missed on day to day, or should we get into the new stuff or the newish stuff that's going on?
Let's go into the new stuff, I think.
Okay, so the day-to-day deliverability management is all about the stuff we should be doing anyway, sending good messages to the right people at the right time, getting back to them quickly, delivering on our promises, all that lovely stuff. And then we could call it the regulatory changes that have happened, driven by companies like Gmail and Yahoo, who are delivering our emails to our customers. They've upped the game somewhat, which has kind of shone a light on things we probably all should have been doing anyway, let's be honest. So let's run through what those are. And Amelia, I believe you're the lucky one who gets to talk about the tech stuff. So first off, what's this whole custom domain authentication piece?
Yes. So what Gmail and Yahoo have put in place is essentially asking anyone who's sending an email to send it from a custom domain. So that means not sending it from your Gmail or from your Yahoo, but to send it from the domain that's linked to your e-commerce website, for example. So say your company's called petfood.com, then your email probably should end in @petfood.com. You register your domain through, there's lots of ways of doing it. Google's got a place where you buy it. MailChimp does. There's lots of different ways of doing it. But having a domain that's your own and verified will make sure that your deliverability rate goes up.
And I'll be honest, all of you should have done this already. But if you haven't, I went through the process of double checking I'd done it all on a couple of different platforms because my email marketing setup is way too complicated. And it was super simple. Companies like MailChimp and the others who are out there have done such a good job about explaining this. It's really not as hard hard or as scary as you think it is, and it's done within about an hour. And even mine was relatively well set up, and I've been getting surprising out of offices from people who must have just not been receiving our emails for a long time. So you may see a little bit of a good bump off the back of doing it. Okay, so custom domain authentication, not too difficult, really good for branding, good for the tech, good for deliverability. And then it gets slightly more complicated. We go deeper into domain stuff, which I've got in my notes as all the DNS stuff. So Amelia, what on earth does that mean?
Yeah, all the DNS stuff, all the fun stuff where it gets a little bit more techy. So they're essentially security protocols. So it's verifying that the sender is who they say they are. And this is all called a DMARC policy. So it's a text document that you essentially add into your DNS file that verifies that the sender is who they say they are. And that should reduce spam and something called spoofing as well, when someone says that they're someone that they're not. Loving all these terms that I'm learning about at the moment. But essentially, there's a few different ones. So DKIM is one where you, again, upload a text file, a CNAME file, it's called. And I'd probably recommend you to just speak to the person who does the techie stuff for you, or Google how to do a step-by-step on this. And the other one is SPF. That's essentially the basis of the DMARC policy.
They're almost set up to make it sound confusing, you know, CNAMEs and DNS and DKIMs and SPFs. But to be honest, if anyone's ever had to validate their domain with Google for Google My Business or anything like that, or if you've had to validate with Facebook for something and you've had to put a text file in the DNS of your domain, it's no more complicated than that. And the good thing about this episode coming out towards the end of March, rather than before all of this was kicking off, is the instructions out there are amazing now. They have been tried and tested by thousands of people. So it's super easy to do it all. I set all mine up in an afternoon and I was dealing with multiple domains. I reckon you could get the whole thing done in half an hour if you know your logins.
I think I could do it. And I think that's a very good sign that anyone can do it. But yeah, it's worth noting. So if you're sending emails to over 5,000 contacts, which I assume quite a lot of people are these days, then you definitely have to have this in place.
I read that volume number and I got all a bit excited about it for a minute. And I went, actually, even if you're only sending 10... if you get this set up, you will get better deliverability, and then it's done.
And this stuff isn't going away. I think more and more regulation or sort of rules around how to get into an email inbox effectively is just going to come into place. So it's better to get to grips with it now.
Very much so. Anything else we should add for the audience on key things around email deliverability at the moment? I feel like we've covered everything, but you guys are the experts. So have I missed anything?
So we've covered making sure the emails are relevant to the audience, cleaning your audience, keeping your engagement scores high, authenticating your domain, and keeping the security protocols in place. I think that's a really good place to start to improve your deliverability. And learn how to say the word.
Yeah, it's one of those words which the more times you type it as well, the more weird it becomes in your head. Loving that little checklist at the end there, Amelia, too. Right, Amelia and Ali, thank you so much for letting us pick your brains about deliverability. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Amelia and Ali's insider tips on email marketing and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you on WooCommerce? Then you need to know about the amazing deal Omnisend have created just for WooCommerce users. If you switch to Omnisend now, you'll get 30% off for 3 months, plus a $1,000 migration package for free. So there's no reason to be scared about moving email platforms. The Omnisend team are going to help you. They're going to help you too. Import your contacts from your current email marketing plugin, help you set up custom welcome and abandoned cart workflows, build 5 custom segments to improve your personalization, conversions and sales, create 2 pop-ups or sign-up forms for you that fit your brand and convert shoppers without being pushy, and set up a custom domain for your business so you're on top of all those new email deliverability requirements. How cool is that? So why not join the over 80,000 e-commerce brands using Omnisend today? Get that discount and amazing free migration package now via keepopt.com/woo. That's keepopt.com/WOO. Okay, Amelia, Ali, so far we've gone deep into deliverability. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of email marketing. So for the following questions, your answers can be anything to do with email marketing, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Are you ready for this, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, Amelia, you've got the first question. Let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Yes, so obviously all this deliverability stuff can sound pretty daunting and like quite a lot of stuff to do. So I think cliche, but start small and get your audience right as the first step. Doesn't matter how big or how small it is, just get that in order and rather send one good email to a small audience than 10,000 emails to lots and lots of people that may or may not even want your email in their inbox. And a really good way to start trying that out is to do some testing. So split your audience in two, try things out, see what they respond to.
Love that. Testing's come up in every single episode of this month. It's do the testing, everybody, do the testing. So loving that answer. Thank you. Ali, now once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
I mean, I suppose apart from keeping up to date with deliverability, best practices, the certifications, the protocols, and making sure that audience is up to date, you really need to be thinking about knowing your customers' needs and understanding their behavior is really, really important when you want to optimize your performance. So it's kind of like, you know, like when you build an authentic relationship in real life, you're communicating with them, you want to talk about the same things, you understand the information that they want to hear about, you're kind of preempting what they want to hear. I think it's the same with email marketing. So really getting that content right and getting the content right in the journey as the consumer wants to hear it. So kind of like not offering someone 5% off when they've just bought something. What's that really going to drive? Like, I think you would be better to go to the segmentation and the flow of what did they just buy from me? What do I think they're most likely to want to buy next? How do I get them to engage with my brand through my email marketing? Can I get them to leave a review, for example? Can I get them to check out new stock? It's putting yourself in the mind of the consumer and making sure that that content is really valuable to them. It looks good. And I think, again, you can A/B test this as well with tools like MailChimp and others. You know, you can start breaking out some segments and giving different messages. You can, even with the use of AI now, you can test subject lines and test the tone in which you send the email as well. So there's a huge amount that you can do to improve that performance, and it should be a really exciting journey for you to go on.
I love that answer, Ali. That is so spot on for what brands should be doing this year, is building that relationship first marketing, dare we call it that. And I think whenever anyone is going, oh, goddamn GDPR or California Protection Act, which I'm sure I've just got the name wrong, or we could do all this deliverability stuff. It's like, actually, all of this is helping us build a better connection with our customers. So love that answer. Thank you so much. Amelia, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
There certainly are. So at MailChimp, we actually produce a ton of resources. You can find them all through our website, but it's everything from videos to infographics to ebooks and really how-to guides, like how to authenticate your domain and how to build an engaged audience, all those good things that I've had the pleasure of getting to know in the past couple of months. So, and I can verify that I recommend them.
Love that. For anyone who was listening to Amelia's answer to the newbie advice and going, oh, I've got to sign up to lots of newsletters about deliverability and DNS now. No, just listen to your email service provider, because trust me, they care even more about this than you do, because their success is based on your success. So yeah, brilliant recommendation. Thank you. Ali, finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
I mean, I think everybody getting their house in order with all of these new changes that are upon us right now. And I suppose from a MailChimp perspective, we've got a ton coming up. We'll be releasing some new AI features, which we're really excited about, and they're going to be enhancing our platform. Our big next piece that we're doing, well, not piece, it's an event, is it's called From Here to There, which is a conference for marketers in London. We're going to be focusing on the future of marketing and AI. We've got speakers like Stephen Bartlett, and we've even got the AI robot Amika joining us as well. So that will be a very interesting keynote speaker. So yeah, if you're in email marketing, if you're a marketing leader, if you're a marketing professional, you should check that out and get a ticket. It is definitely one not to miss.
Yeah, the lineup for your event is quite spot on. I'm actually, as I'm talking right now, everybody, I'm looking down at my calendar and I can see MailChimp written in big letters across the 13th of June. So, and I didn't even know there was going to be a robot giving a presentation. So cool. Thank you for mentioning that one. Really appreciate it. Okay, we're very nearly at the end of the show. So could one of you please let the listeners know where they can find out more about you and MailChimp?
Sure. Well, you can find both myself and Amelia on LinkedIn. And if you want to get some more information on MailChimp, sign up for a free account, see what new features and functionality we've got, just go to all the W's, MailChimp.com.
Perfect. Amelia, Ali, thank you so much for coming on the Keep Optimizing podcast and for explaining deliverability in such a sensible, straightforward and easy to approach way. I really hope, I can't believe your advice has not taken the fear out of it for people. So really appreciate how you've helped us out with this one. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so there you have it. The deliverability changes are not as scary as you might think they are. Yeah, there's a little bit of techie DNS stuff to get set up, both with confirming your domain and then doing all those DNS bits and pieces around the DMARC, the DKIM and the SPF. They're not as difficult as they may sound. They don't actually take that long to do. They are once and done. Forever once and done. And the email service provider teams, whichever one you're using, are brilliant at helping you do this. If you're using an agency or a specialist consultant in the email space, they've probably done this year multiple times. So they're ready to help you out and get it done for you. It doesn't take very long. It will make a substantial difference to your email performance right now. And as you go through the coming years, as the MailChimp team were saying, this is clearly the beginning of the journey. You think about the journey we've been going on with privacy, with increased desire to protect people's privacy online, where we've seen the iOS changes causing impact to our advertising performance, the increasing death of cookies. This is essentially another thing on the same journey. It's all about creating more authority, more precision online, so as people's brain power, I suppose, their interest levels are being protected, your data is being protected and so on and so forth. So it's part of that. Play the game and you will see more positive results. And like we said, it really is fairly straightforward to do. And your ESPs will be keeping you up to speed with any changes you need to be paying attention to. Okay, before I risk repeating everything we mentioned in the episode, you can get the links to the things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special director episode short link to go straight to the right page on the website. That's keepopt.com/the number of this episode. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Now, our whole set of episodes about email marketing for 2024 is now live. So please do have a listen to them all. We've covered some really variable topics, which together would give you enough to keep you busy with improving your email for the rest of the year and quite possibly beyond. So to find those, either scroll up your feed in your podcast player and look for the ones that start with the word email, or use the short link keepopt.com/email to find all our email marketing content on the Keep Optimizing website. Our next masterclass topic is SEO. Yes, we're staying in the more organic side of e-commerce marketing for next month's masterclass topic, and it's going to be SEO. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday to catch that, and make sure you're subscribed to us or following us on your favorite podcast player so that you don't miss the first episode in our SEO series. And if you know someone who's particularly interested in email marketing or SEO at the moment and improving their results, please do let them know we're covering it all, because this show exists to help you and them improve your marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you on WooCommerce? Then you need to know about the amazing deal Omnisend have created just for WooCommerce users. If you switch to Omnisend now, you'll get 30% off for 3 months, plus a $1,000 migration package for free. So there's no reason to be scared about moving email platforms. The Omnisend team are going to help you. They're going to help you too. Import your contacts from your current email marketing plugin, help you set up custom welcome and abandoned cart workflows, build 5 custom segments to improve your personalization, conversions and sales, create 2 pop-ups or sign-up forms for you that fit your brand and convert shoppers without being pushy, and set up a custom domain for your business so you're on top of all those new email deliverability requirements. How cool is that? So why not join the over 80,000 e-commerce brands using Omnisend today? Get that discount and amazing free migration package now via keepopt.com/woo. That's keepopt.com/WOO.